Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish up.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here from the Today's Leader podcast. Welcome to Monday Mentoring.
The podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to Monday Mentoring. I'm down here at McDonald's, funnily enough, at Stones Corner. My wife is in day surgery today, so I'm not in the office. I'll be waiting while I'll be working from here while I wait to get the call that she's right to be picked up. And today I just want to briefly talk about when your team is the top priority. Now, one of the key priorities that any leader should have is to care for their team. In fact, I would say the number one priority for a leader should be their team, for the people that they lead. And sometimes this is where we get a conflicted message. Sometimes the message gets in. Some will define caring for your team as being soft as a leader, that you become accepting of poor performance, you become accepting of poor behavior, that you're not willing to partake in conflict, constructive conversations. Others take it to mean that they protect their team at all costs, even if their team is unproductive, unmotivated, or simply squeaky wheels. And maybe you've worked in a team like that. That's not leadership. That's not leadership. It's not about being soft. It's not about ignoring behaviors. Leaders that prioritize their team and care for their team, and they do a lot of things, but some of the things that is really visible for a leader that cares for their team, they'll provide development opportunities. In fact, they'll invest in their team because they want them to be their best. A leader who cares for their team will listen. A leader that cares for their team will communicate clearly. A leader that cares for their team will actually set standards of performance and behavior. They challenge individuals, they'll challenge the team. They deal with poor behaviors because the poor behaviors of an individual will negatively impact the team. And that is the same for performance. They'll deal with poor performance because accepting poor performance from one person will ultimately mean that you will get poor performance from most people. A good leader knows that. They hold effective, focused, outcome-based meetings, and they breed respect. And by breeding respect, they build respect. And with this, respect is the foundation of their fundamental caring for the team. So caring for your team is not about turning a blind eye to things for fear of rocking the boat. It's not about it's not about the appearance of culture, because often when there appears to be a culture, it's only at surface level. It is about the development of a culture, and that comes through role modeling, setting the standards, setting the performance, and being the leader that your team actually deserve. In fact, many leaders that I know subscribe to the theory of steering the ship. And what we mean by that is that rocking the boat, we're stretching, we're grabbing people, we're taking them out of their comfort zone, and we're really wanting to unleash their potential. And a funny thing happens when we do that. When we unleash the potential of the team around us, we actually unleash our own potential. Thanks for tuning in today to Monday Mentoring. I shall see you all again next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to our Monday Mentoring session today. I hope it gives you momentum to reach out for your dreams. If you're looking for an extra boost check out my online academy for access to over 75 programs to help you build a better mindset, enhance your leadership skills, and boost your business. You can trial it for just $1 for the first month at thecoachcurlacademy.com. Remember, wherever you are standing stronger, braver, and wiser. Have yourself a successful and a productive week. And remember the golden rule, just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you next time.